I've actually got to perform with Elton John before. We opened the American Music Awards 1 year with Tiny Dancer, and I've done it with him a couple of times now. But Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, it's just the groove to that song. And I remember, gosh, it must have been sixth, seventh grade when I was listening to that album really intently. You're in your bedroom as a kid with your hairbrush, and you're just singing to the top of your lungs. And I played that record over and over and over. And I particularly remember a specific Saturday morning with this album playing, and laying on my bed and tossing a basketball up in the air, singing this song. And it's just such a vivid memory to me.
It's absolutely clear in your mind still.
Clear in my mind. I mean, every detail of that day.
Tim McGraw choosing tracks, and it's Crazy by Gnarls Barkley next.
That's one of my favorite records in the last, gosh, 5 or 6, 10 years, I guess. Just the soul and the feel and the energy. In fact, we play what we call a lights out song. So in our tours, we always try to find a cool song. Sometimes they're old. For instance, Eminence Front was our lights out song for 1 year, and Jukebox Hero was our lights out song. But a couple of tours ago in the summer, Crazy was our lights out song, where the house lights would go out and then the song would come on before we hit the stage. And Crazy was that song. And it was always a song that really got me fired up and got me singing and dancing around before I went on stage. And it always reminds me of that tour.